Fruzz and the Fabled Planet, Book 1. The Adventure of Discovery begins. Written by Susan Swain and illustrated by Julie Carlisle. Zlog 1. Introducing the Fabled, the Quirky, and the Quest. Entry 1.1. The Fabled is Found.
Chillity Fliblet, I am gobsmacked. With awe I've been struck. After centuries of searching, what fortune, what luck. Oh, I'm excited, elated, I'm over the moon. Ecstatic, delirious, what a joy, what a boon. In the deep darkness of space, he has this beautiful blue pearl. With wispy white clouds that around her do swirl. I've seen nothing else like her, no other such world. Oh, tickle my tube-feet, she's glorious. It's quite unbelievable. Her radiance and splendor are just inconceivable. And what's that I'm seeing? Good grief, golly gosh, it's marvelous. Her surface is with water awash. Much more than just a puddle through which one can splosh. Dare I wonder? Oh, dare I hope? Oh, my word, could this mean I've discovered the utopia about which I have dreamed? I'm zooming in closer. I've almost arrived. Golly goblet, eureka, by gum! She is alive! The rumors were true. The legends were right. She isn't a myth. She's a mesmerizing sight. Oh, I'm so smitten and enamored. I'm quite dizzy with delight. I've been traveling the universe. Across galaxies I've roamed. And at last, here I've found her. The most spellbinding home. But, must pull myself together. Yes, yes, remember my duty. Though it's truly quite hard in the face of such beauty. So where to begin to describe her diversity of creatures? Well, some are colourful, some are camouflaged, or, while some have curious features. A few slither, and plenty swim, a number gallop, whereas others fly. A lot can't move around at all, but can reach for the sky. Some trumpet, several tweet, a few growl, one or two bray. Many don't make a sound, yet still have much that they say. Some have tentacles, some have legs, others have a different form of limb. With wisdom many shine brightly. Oh, while one seems clever, but their light is dim. Aha, quite a few have feathers, fur or skin. Some have scales, some have bark. Part of the landscape is lush, while other parts are stark. The abundance is amazing, tremendous, unrivaled. The exuberance of life is magnificent, unbridled. And this is merely a snippet, a morsel, a taste. This world is fantastic. Of that there is no debate. Much mystery and magic must lie in store and lie in wait.